Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Tuesday afternoon, hour number two, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. NFL no huddle just a couple of minutes away as we'll react a little bit to what happened on Monday Night Football last night. Start looking ahead to Thursday as well, as obviously you've got the Thanksgiving games. College Football Corner coming up in about 15 minutes. Also, they'll do the ranking show again tonight, and then it's a big weekend, man. It's crazy. I know we always say this, and we repeat it throughout the year and all that, but like it blows my mind that it's rivalry weekend in college football.
Like,
we've already played 11 games.
Yeah,
this
man.
This is the 12th game all these teams are going to play. All right.
Who's going to get mad? Who's going to be mad tonight?
Yeah,
with fan base.
Probably Miami.
Okay.
Yeah, because they're the ones that are the most mad. Because they'll still be behind Notre Dame.
Yeah, and Notre Dame just like, you know what? I know Fran's my guy. We're about to beat the hell out of them.
Maybe it was 70 to nothing.
We're about to make a statement.
Like, that's just...
That's just bad.
It's just mean.
Yes. Mean-spirited.
Mean-spirited jerk behavior. But still, I get it. You know,
yeah.
Style points and all that kind of stuff.
You got to go beat the hell out of people.
But
man.
Yeah, they'll be up there. I don't know. Nobody else lost. I mean, it'll be the same order, right?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. So there you go. It'll be the same, probably.
But I'm just curious because I'm like, it was, and I know about, but the funny thing they were talking about is because if Georgia doesn't play this in this championship game, and say Texas Tech wins the Big 12,
mm-hmm.
do they jump over Georgia?
Maybe.
That's the only one scenario I could think of. I was like, does that happen?
Because Texas Tech's at 7 right now.
Yeah, and then, because obviously, because the loser of the Big Ten championship, do they drop out of the four?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I wouldn't think so. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be Ohio State
and
Indiana.
It's close.
If it's a good game, I guess unless one of them just boat races the other one,
right.
Then maybe they fall way back. But if that's a good game, the other thing is, you know, I don't know. I mean, I hope both teams play all their guys, but they don't have to.
Yeah.
Like, you could, and that would be the worst case scenario for college football.
Which all is dog ass.
If you got the Big Ten championship game and they're like, yeah, we're going to sit some guys.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, then what are we doing? Yeah. Like, why are we even doing this?
Well, the Big Ten wants the format-wise, right? They want this whole play-in thing, or is that the SEC who wanted the play-in rounds?
I don't know. I don't remember who.
You want a fast track to force a conference to play-in rounds? Let one of those two teams bench.
That's right. I mean, the fact that there's even an argument against wanting to be in your conference championship game
is enough.
Is proof of a flaw.
Yes.
If this actually happens, like if somebody sits guys during their conference championship game, that will be the fastest way to expand to 16 and get rid of conference championship games, which is fine. I mean, that's what you want to do. That's okay, I guess, but I like conference championship games.
I actually do.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Plus,
they have the SEC one right here in town.
It's right here, and it's a lot of fun to watch.
Which is pretty cool.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, it's pretty cool when we get to have people come in from out of town, walking around. You see the LSU fans a couple years ago.
Yeah, man.
That was cool. This year, you know, who knows who it'll be. We'll find out on Saturday and Friday because there's still a whole bunch of different scenarios that could play out.
Which is crazy.
Georgia just gets to – well, they don't get to sit at home. They got to play Georgia Tech. But they're done with their SEC schedule. So whatever happens around them, they don't really get to control that anymore.
Not one bit. Well, let's go – I don't even know.
You want to play in it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so then you want A&M to lose.
Okay, at Texas, right? Which –
Could happen. First time they played there in 15 years.
Damn, that sucks.
It sucks, but at least it's happening. You know what I mean? That's the good thing about them both being in the same conference.
That was always one of my favorite games watching, especially when like Ricky and Gat Wynn and them dudes were there. Oh, gosh, I love watching Texas.
A lot of big shoulder pads and linebackers. A
lot of big hits. Love watching them dudes play. Yes.
Did they used to play it on Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right? Like it was. I know you have the NFL, but it was a standalone college game.
Egg Bowl used to be on Thanksgiving sometimes.
I thought it was always that Friday.
Oh, it's always a Friday.
I think Texas was A&M was like the Thursday evening. Yeah.
Right. All right. We'll get back into some of that stuff coming up in about 15 minutes. Before we do that, let's get to an NFL No Huddle. All right. NFL No Huddle every day to lead the noon hour. Was that week 12 that just finished?
Oh, geez.
Was that week 12? Week 11? Week 12?
Let's see. 4-7 with a bye week.
4-7 with a bye 11-12. It was week 12. Week 12 did just finish. So week 12 is in the books with not the greatest Monday Night Football game that's ever been played. But it happened, and we all watched it. So there you go. Here's Raheem talking about how the offense changed with Kirk Cousins.
It just kind of matter what you think you need in order to go out and win that football game. You know, some of the concepts, some of the things that we do with Kirk. But it was like, how do we get the best version of all of our guys and all of our and our quarterback and find a way to go out there and get a win? And I got to give those guys a lot of complimentary work on what they did last week, being able to get those things, even changing personnel groupings somewhat more than we were accustomed to. And like, and that wasn't because of Kurt. That was something that we wanted to do to make sure that we can get the best out of our guys.
Yeah, I mean, let's see here. Let's be polite. You're supposed to always coach to your player's strengths, not necessarily make your player do what you think their strengths might be, putting them in a situation where they might not be comfortable. Kurt is comfortable in a certain way that the other quarterback isn't. It's been obvious, but all of a sudden, the one game that the guy backup plays well, now it's all of a big-ass problem now, which has been going on for how many games is into Raw and Zach's tenure? Like 30 games. All right, we've seen this because when it works, it's not a problem.
I don't know, Abe, how many is it exactly? No, like 30 is close enough, man.
Just turn your damn mic off, dude.
28?
It's also just we're going the wrong direction. With 17 a year ago.
I know, but
we're 4-7 now.
Right, but like 30 and 28 are the same thing, pretty much. Sorry. Maybe if we were more accurate, then anyway.
But anyways, like I was saying.
At least he didn't play the audio out of the open today.
At least he played the right music coming back in. But I just think that it's so much is over because when it's working, it's working, and meaning that it's no complaints. But when you start losing now, they don't do this is why they're losing. Mm-hmm. They're not 3-4-7 or what's their record again, Abe? 4-7 with the bye week because they're not in a play action situation. That's the thing I've been talking about, the trigger thing, because I'm like, because you said it, it's like the stages of grief. Mm-hmm. It's the stages of Blaine with this damn organization.
Oh yeah,
and this week it's the play action under Sitter Blaine. Last week it was what was?
Well, that comes back to that's more about. Yes, people are upset that they didn't do that earlier.
Yes,
but that then is more about blaming Penix for not being able to do it and blaming the coaching staff for not developing.
It's not even about him not being able to do it. He's not comfortable doing it. He can eventually get it
done.
Well,
then that's about the coaching staff not developing.
I keep saying the same thing. You don't have to major. Like, I think people, like, for Kirk Cousins to be successful, Kirk has to major.
Yeah, that's right. We saw the one game where Kirk was in the pistol and it was a disaster.
It was a disaster. He has to major in that. Michael doesn't. Mm-hmm. A lot of quarterbacks don't have to major in the under center play action. Is it a big deal? Yes, because it's such a pivotal part of what an offense can be. Mm-hmm. But to sit up there and say that they're where they are because of Michael Penix not being in the center or them not making him or Tim teaching him, I'm pretty sure that they work with Michael Penix on it.
I would hope.
I'm pretty sure they do.
But I think that's what people's frustration is.
But I'm pretty sure they do that. The thing with it is, and I say this all the time, you go through a whole damn week of game planning. All right, and I'm pretty sure they had all those play action, hard play action pass, all those different things in the game plan. And then you get to Sunday, you're like, is he comfortable enough for me to call these damn plays?
Right.
All right, I mean, it's always like, I tell you all the time, how many damn reverses and screen passes, everything that is happening in the game plan, like, eventually they're going to call it. Ain't call it one time. Why? Because we weren't comfortable with the protection. We're working with the quarterback, with all these everything. It's so much.
You weren't doing the basic stuff.
Yeah.
We can't start doing the fancy stuff.
Yeah, man.
We're not doing
let's get the basics
now,
of what he is.
Under center play action is pretty basic for most quarterbacks.
But and again, it is, but is something that if you have not done it.
Right.
And we talk about all the time as far as the NFL can only play what they're given. And these kids learn this from the high school level.
That's right.
They don't know how to call plays. They don't do nothing.
And they don't have the same amount of time,
to work on it.
That
and
they used to.
And now,
even further, Michael Penix is out.
Yes.
So any development that was taking place, whether it was working towards integrating more under center play action or just getting more comfortable with what they were already calling, whatever, that's all on hold.
It's on hold.
It's all on hold.
And the one thing I'm not saying,
as soon as he plays for the Falcons again, he starts right back where he was.
And I'm not saying, because Michael needs to do this. He needs to have this part in his in his wheelhouse, because it will help him, no doubt about it. But it's a different thing when you've never done it.
Yep.
Kurt grew up doing it. Kurt grew up in college doing it.
Yeah.
It's just a different mechanic. All these different. He's left-handed.
Well, I think there's a lot of I think this specifically is about that formation, this quarterback and that quarterback. But I think every young quarterback, especially in this era, that comes into the NFL with stuff that they just can't do.
They can't do.
And then the offensive coordinator designs game plans based on the things that they can do.
Yep.
And then just go back and remember Jalen Hurts early in his career.
Yep.
It was one read.
It was one read throw. And Jalen's playing. They're playing a little more under center now. They're thinking that looking at from a standpoint, it's going to help their run game more than anything.
Sure.
It ain't.
But it's all. It didn't happen overnight.
No.
Right. It's season over season.
It took Jalen with 4 years to get into a position where. And now you want to talk about offense that is the most vanilla damn offense. Like their whole thing is that we got better players. They don't scheme nothing.
Oh, the Eagles?
Yes.
My example was just a quarterback who's made a lot of progress and can do a lot more stuff now. When he first came in, was pretty limited, like as far as what they were asking him to do and what he was capable of. I think, the frustrating thing with Penix is he sat out most of his first year and now he's going to be out the remainder of his second year, and he's going to miss the entire offseason leading into his third year.
Mm-hmm.
So all the development that already wasn't there that needed to take place can't.
Yeah.
So,
it's
we're going to be a third-year quarterback that can't play under center.
It's a hard pill to swallow. It is. And so that's one of them things where, I don't want to say that because he won't be able to do it. Like, he won't be able to do any type of football activities for a while. At least till July. Mm-hmm. And is that enough time to get down the rhythm and time? Because under center is all about rhythm and time. It is. And when the time is thrown off, that's when you see ball sail. That's when you see it sack. Because play action quarterbacks, when that back foot hits, that ball has to come out. And so, they're in a pickle. We talked about it yesterday. They got to find a damn quarterback.
Yep.
Because I don't think it's going to be Kirk Cousins, considering how much money they owe him. And does Kirk want to come back?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
No.
You saw that damn quarterback, game ball to the quarterback toss. Kirk like, yeah, whatever, man.
No. What Kirk wants is to get cut, take his 100 mil, and go get another contract from somebody else. He's not renegotiating.
No.
Like, I don't know. He sat with the owner this summer and begged to be traded.
Yes.
Like, he doesn't want to be here. I don't know. There's probably, who knows? Who knows who's going to be here? But I think he probably won't be. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to a college football corner after this. Back into some of those rivalry game conversations. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.